Well, now you said that you did. You tried to milk cows.
Yes, and it's very difficult if you've never tried it. What would you like to know about milking cows?
Yeah, did you say anything to the cow to like make it move a leg back? Or?
Well, now I never did because I was little, but the people who, you know, were letting me do this would hit the cows, talk to them, of course. You fed them so that they were eating something good and were supposed to be, you know, very content and all. Then you would sit down on the right side of the cow and just get to work. And I was so impressed, I can remember, with that sound of that first milk coming into the pail because it's such a shrill sound and has so much force behind it when you do it right. I was never able to get them to... either the cows didn't give that much for me or I didn't exert the pressure in the right place. But it's just kind of a slow, or not necessarily too slow, but regular pulling, sort of kneading motion. And if you're lucky, out it comes.
But did you ever hear the older people like say anything to the cow to make her move a leg back?
I can remember people saying, "Sue cow." Not to mean any particular thing, just a little expression, something to say. And they might say move over or get the cow to move over or move around or something like that. But I do not remember. I had so little experience at doing that myself that I don't remember anything else. Now, on our cattle drives and all, these, of course, were not milk cows, but we talked to them a lot.
Just
in
conversation?
Well, no, not like you would to a pet, but just it seems that most any kind of a noise is kind of soothing to them. We had to bring our cattle in 12 miles down the highway to get them into town to ship them on the railroad to be finished for market, and we would send them to Oklahoma and some to Kansas City. And getting to go on that cow drive was one of the big things of my life when I was probably in junior high school. But the people who were driving down the highway and coming up behind this cattle drive that covered the whole road didn't like it too well. And a lot, we would try to ask them not to honk their horns because this would frighten them and just ease up to the back of the cattle, and they would move, you know, and get out of the way so the cars could pass through. But they had to do it in a slow and easy fashion.
You mean you did this on the highway?
Yeah.
All the way to?
12.5 miles into town, then through town. One time, they got loose from us, and they were all over the courthouse square and everything. Oh, I'll never forget that. It's one of the best times of my life. Of course, I didn't have to go and apologize to people for all of the flower gardens that were ruined and the fences that were knocked down and all that. But I remember that very well to this day.
Well, you know, you said that that you did have milk cows out there. Was there a place like that they pinned the cows in like overnight before milking them, or a place that out in the pasture that they would, you know, cut off an area of the fence in the corner?
I do not remember about that because I can't even remember if it was at my ranch, you know, my grandparents' ranch, where I did this milking. It may have been at somebody's, a friend's house. Now, we certainly didn't have a dairy barn or anything like that. If it was out there, the only place I can think of that they would have done it would have been in this barn. And the cows might have come up at milking time by themselves.
So that you don't know if they'd like pin them in a place overnight or anything?
Well, they would have probably been in one of these little traps close to the house. I can remember seeing the strings of cows come in the late afternoon, and they had a little cow path, and they would come in single file. But I don't know whether they were milk cows or not. I just can't remember that. But they came up for something. It may have been to a salt lick or just to get a drink of water or, you know, have a little tank or something like that.